Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. And today I went to have a look at the gardens at the old Teachers College. Today is Wednesday, November the 10th, and it was a partially cloudy, mostly sunny though, day. The temperature only got up to 20 Celsius, about 68 Fahrenheit. Quite a pleasant day nevertheless. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the accompanying website, Look and See, is at las.new-england.net.au. So today I went to the old Teachers College and had a look around the gardens there. They're well known for the rose beds. A former gardener laid these down many years ago, and I understand that many of the roses that we see there are older varieties. Large flower heads and quite fragrant. And there's certainly a large variety of colours. Just about anything that you can imagine can be seen. It reminds me of my hometown of Aberdeen in Scotland, where the streets, certainly when I was a youth, had in the order of 2 million roses. So I'm known for my dislike might be too strong, but I can walk across the other side of the street when I see a rose. Not to see it, that is. Well, there's not much really to describe about the four photographs. They're really just of individual roses. I would have to admit to not having photographed many before, so I felt that this was a bit of a learning experience. Just how do you go about photographing roses in situ? Why, I don't know the answer. I'm sure there's more than one answer. But what I was trying to do was just illustrate the shape of the flower head, the petals, the individual petals, as best picked out by the light. And in the four I've used to illustrate today's blog, I think most of them do that job reasonably well. The first one is a white through pink rose. I think the brown markings are natural. And having said that, it's probably due to the rain and storms we've had recently. But whether it's naturally occurring or damage, I just don't know enough about it. Given that the other roses seem quite pristine, I might plunk for this being a natural occurrence on this particular rose bush. The second photograph, a rich, deep red rose. I'm fairly happy with this photograph in that the reds aren't overly saturated. It's quite obvious this is a rich red rose. The petals are individually identifiable. It almost looks like a wax flower that you might see decorating confectionery, cakes or what have you. The third photograph, a white rose. I really have problems with photographing white in the sunlight. I always feel that the detail is lost if I don't get the exposure just right. It's easy to burn out the detail. I think that's what's happened to this one. The detail's slightly burnt out. Not too badly, but it could have been doing with a lesser exposure. I could have tried to adjust it in Photoshop a bit more, but haven't quite got it just right, to my liking, in a way. And the fourth rose of the day is a pleasing colour to me. I quite like the colour, sort of an orangey, rusty colour. And the flower head is not quite fully opened, giving that tighter collection of petals in the centre. The outer petals are slightly damaged. As I mentioned before, we've had a fair bit of rain and storms of late, and I imagine that doesn't help the gardener's case to keep these flowers pristine. An impossible task, perhaps. Well, moving to the latter part of the afternoon, as I was driving home, I'm still getting used to the greenery, having had a reasonably decent amount of rain of late. The land has become transformed from dry, crunchy brown to soft, lush green. Well, I say lush, it looks lush. It's not actually, doesn't have much volume to it as yet. So if you were standing looking down on that grass, it would look more sparse than it appears in these photographs. I like the way that the low light has picked out the detail in the clouds. And the top right of the photograph, you can see a light ray. The sun is low, just out of shot to the right-hand side of the frame, and is almost, but not quite, lower than the clouds. So it's not illuminating the bottom of the clouds yet, but not far off it. And the final photograph for the day, looking north, whereas the previous one was looking south. We're looking towards home. The house is in the trees, in the background, in the centre of the photograph. Not viewable from this particular road. In fact, you can't see the house from any particular road. Quite private. Again, the lush green looks very nice. Some rocks on the right-hand side centre of the image. Some large boulders there. So there we have my trips for the day, the rose garden at lunchtime and the road home in the evening. Daylight savings time has something to say for it. I get to drive home in the light these days. Okay, that's it. I'm Gordon Smith. My email address, if you'd like to send me an email, is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. I hope you manage to find a few moments in the next few days to stop by again and see what I've managed to photograph. Until then, bye for now.